Do you guys ever like cut your finger a little bit, like paper cut style, mm-hmm. and then put on the
oh yeah,
the get that on sting?
There, and it's just like, oh, I
can't. That sting.
Sometimes it hurts so good.
Yeah, it hurts so good. Hurts that's what so I was saying. Good. And it keeps coming back.
I need more.
That's how you know. That's how you know you're alive.
Oh, no. Yeah, you played just to know you're alive.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rhetoric, browbeating politicians, I'm taking any money from the sucker on the humble to get to my way. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantum Bird podcast, live from the Thicken Farms compound of the Beaded Curtain District, your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude. Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, somewhere in the Quantimino with model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
It's really good to be here, guys.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Hey, hey, hey.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
The Burrito do like a,
Fat Albert. It was Fat Albert. I caught it.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. Free Bill.
Not Cosby, dude. That's what we're...
He's okay. Out.
He is out. Never mind.
It wasn't me. This is Arthur.
I don't want to waste my freeze on people that are already free.
Yeah, he's already out, so back to Weinstein.
You used your annual for Papa John.
That's, hey, I will say, on the record, never said free Harvey on this show.
Oh, wow.
I got some standards, yeah. Dude.
Art, what do you got? What do you got? What do you want that? You on that one?
On someone to free?
Yeah. Who are you freeing?
Papa John.
DXQ, who are you freeing?
Free Elon Musk.
Okay.
He's just in culture jail?
Yeah.
Yeah, people hate him.
Why do they hate him?
Because he's free. Because he's got fuck you money and he just does what he wants.
Because he's got fuck you money and he's using it.
Yeah.
He's using them fuck yous.
Yeah, some people like have
they're
fuck
mad
you money,
that.
But they still are scared to say things that they want
to
say.
They're scared to say fuck you.
And it's like, you
what's
got the money.
What's the point of having fuck you money if you never say fuck you?
Thank you. And Elon Musk is an inspiration in that regard.
You just like his Musk.
True.
You're into Elon for his Musk.
Who are you going to free, Gemini Jackson?
Who am I freeing? I said free Britney. She's already free, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, God. But I think the reason you wanted to free Britney is you wanted to see her just completely ruin her life. Because she...
It's as is her right.
Right. Oh, okay. I see.
Dude, that's nice. I mean, like, hey, if I had Britney Spears money, I would already be dead.
Well, she might be there soon.
You think so? You don't think she's going to be okay?
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
No.
I'm not...
I think she's going to be okay. How about you, Burrito?
You think she's going to be okay?
I think she's going to be okay.
How?
I think she's going to be A-okay.
You have the burden of evidence, dude. Burden of proof.
I mean, she's been okay.
Yeah.
Before. Yeah, she's been in a conservatorship.
Well, also, I feel like she has a lot of handlers.
From 18 to 22.
She doesn't have handlers anymore. She's loose.
She could get her own.
She's a loose cannon.
The coos is loose, dude.
You going to get on that, McFly?
Also, I don't know, man.
I'd love to.
How old are her kids now?
Tell us about it. I don't know.
They're probably
like less than teens, right?
I mean, maybe they're taking care of her.
No, maybe they're. Yeah, maybe they're teens.
You think she's listening to those little rugrats, dude? No, she's like,
they got taken away.
Yeah. Why? She's crazy, dude. You know what? There's a ravenous Britney fan base out there. If you're listening.
Oh, no.
Come and get me, like, dude. So you can't fucking find me, you dumb bitch. Oh, sorry.
As if he's the Durst man himself, Brian McFly, challenges Britney Spears.
The Britney
fan
Spear,
base.
Dude.
The Britney Spear.
Yeah, that's probably what already
the Britney Spear.
So,
well,
anyway.
That's like, if she has a new show in
the Spear Sphere? Too much? Yeah.
Britney Spear. If she has another show in Vegas and they call it the Britney Sphere,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, who's getting royalty checks?
I don't know.
Probably Julio. He has a contract.
Julio?
Julio Tejas wrote up our contract.
Oh, shit, dude.
He's the governor as well.
He smelled
blood in the water.
Blood in the water. He said, this bitch will not know what's going on. I can just fuck her over.
Britney Sphere.
The Britney Fears.
The Britney Spears?
Fears.
Britney's Fears.
How about Britney's Beers?
Tears for Spears. Tears for Spears. Is the name of the documentary.
Tears for Spears. You know what? That is the entire internet, dude. Too many Tears for Spears, dude. I'm saying it. Lock her up, dude.
Wow.
I'm saying free Papa John, lock Britney up.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
Hey, Burrito, who are you freeing?
What is it called? Pardon? Yeah, who are you pardoning, dude?
Yeah, who are you pardoning from the court of public opinion?
The turkey?
I think I'm going to let the dogs out.
Mm.
What, the Baja men?
The Baja men have been getting a shitty rap. You're correct, sir.
I was trying to segue into
yeah, he was trying to work that transition. Okay. He's like, I'm sorry to talk bad about Brittany. I'm sure she's fine.
Also,
and by I'm sure she's fine, I mean she's not. She's insane.
Also, let's not besmirch Baja men.
No. Baja men.
Baja Kings.
You sit your little sexy ass down.
Problematic though, dude.
Baja men?
They're calling women ugly, and I don't like that.
That's not what that's about.
It's not?
No, it's about a guy who runs a fucking daycare for dogs, and his fucking an idiot employee shows up high,
and he
was trying to clean up the poop from the yard so that the dogs had a nice fresh play area, and then motherfucker opens the gate.
Jeff, dude. Jeff's always leaving.
And now Mr. Baja Man himself.
Who let the dogs out?
Is that really not? It's not about ugly women?
I've never heard of that.
It's actually about guys who are
ravenous,
barking at women.
Oh, it's an anti cat calling.
Yeah, it's well, I mean, literally.
I'm gonna reverse my opinion on Baja Man. Lock him up, free Britney.
No longer on Baja Man.
No, dude, get out of here, Baja Man.
Yeah,
you fucking clout chasing, virtue signaling piece of shit. Fuck you, Baja Man. I'm coming for you.
This is the episode where Brian comes for everybody.
Come and get it. Wait, I'm not coming for you. You come for me.
Yeah.
I made up
with
them.
Those of you. Oh, you're out. Oh,
I
made
up with them. Baja men, I'm coming. You're coming for me.
From Baja boys to Baja men, he's coming for all of you. As long as you're 18.
All his dogs.
That's right. Okay, speaking of dogs, I wanted to talk about barking dogs. I know I'm insane.
In the membrane.
I don't like repetitive noises. There's like, at my apartment complex, there's a dog down the hallway.
Hot dog down the hallway
from your condo.
A hot dog from the hallway. Hot dog down the hallway.
Is that? It might be a hot dog.
Hot dog down the hallway.
What is that? What do you mean? Was that a reference to something?
You ever seen a hot dog down a hallway?
I don't know what that means.
Hot dog down the hallway.
What does it mean?
It's like this.
It's like God's vagina.
Oh, like a penis into a vagina?
But like a ginormous one.
Oh, okay. It's not that.
Like a
hallway. If you're asking me if it's that, it's not that. Okay, there's a dog a couple apartments down who won't stop barking. It drives me crazy because it's like, okay, I know you probably think I'm crazy.
You're not crazy.
No. I don't like barking dogs.
Especially when they're not your dog.
If it's not my dog, for
even
sure.
Even if it's your dog.
Even
like,
if,
even
dog,
if
shut
it's
up.
Your dog. Here's what I'm saying. It's even worse.
Eventually, shut
but
up.
Not your dog.
Yeah, you would say, shut the fuck up. So you
and
would
it would
shut
listen
your dog
to you.
Up. Yeah. But
it would have to.
But my neighbor leaves her dog. I'm guessing it's a her. Leaves her dog in there. And like she goes to work and the dog's in there. And then it's like this.
It's like a little lap dog.
There's something about the same. It's the same bark.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Right. It's
so,
like
so
obsessive.
I left a message.
Oh, you left a message?
So I
like you wrote
you
a letter.
Took a
wrote
shit.
Letter.
You
taped
took
it
a
on
shit
the door.
And wrote
damn,
on her
dude.
Door. You no, went. You wrote a letter.
I know, dude. I know.
You,
I'm
oh
sorry.
Oh my god, dude.
Know,
you're so.
I know.
Shit. So
look,
much boomer shit. This guy.
I know.
What else did you do at your apartment?
I know.
What else did you do at your apartment?
What do you mean?
He introduced himself to his neighbors.
Oh, yeah. I introduced myself to
his neighbors. Who let this guy in?
Who let this dog out?
Different neighbors.
Fucking boomer.
Their dog does bark, but it, not as much as the other
one. Did you bring him like a dish or something?
No.
Was it pot roast?
It was just awkward. I was like, oh, hey, you live here?
Did you guys like run across each other in the hallway?
Did you hear this?
Yeah,
did you hear his... Did you hear his introduction?
It all weekend hadn't spoken to anyone in my like
in his life.
In my life, I had never spoken to anyone that weekend, and I came out and I was like, "Hey, y'all live here?" And then one of them was like, "No, I don't live here."
Not creepy.
And I was like, "Oh, okay." And I live next door, and they were like, "Okay, fuck off, you fucking piece of shit." And then I left. I mean, they didn't say that, but they were like freaked out.
They were
out.
Looking at it like that.
Yeah, they were like,
man.
"Who's this fucking?"
They're probably Gen Z.
No, he opened
they are
up.
Gen Z.
He opened up with "You live here."
Mm-hmm. It was accusatory.
Yeah, and also it's just like,
what a weird question.
It
yeah.
is weird, dude. I know it's weird.
Like, obviously,
and I know I should have left the note, but I wrote
down.
A note. It said
to that same neighbor.
No, the other, the barky dog neighbor.
Barking dog neighbor, I wrote a little note on a
I was saying flashcard.
Oh my god. He has index cards. He has a college ruled index card. Why the fuck do you have ruled index cards?
I don't know. I use them for stand up.
Jesus Christ.
Are they multicolored?
Okay. Okay. Well, you do take notes.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Fluorescent.
Okay. Anyway, it doesn't. Who cares if I had them for?
We all care, man.
Yeah, I would care. So I would be concerned about you.
On the card, I wrote.
Damn.
Your dog has been barking for hours.
How's your handwriting?
It's really good.
All right.
So I wrote, your dog has been barking for hours, period.
Yeah, it's cursive, right?
Not cursive.
She couldn't read it
if
it was.
Yeah, they don't teach it anymore. So if it's Gen Z, they
can't read it.
Can't read it.
I got
so,
you.
And then I put a little, I taped it on the.
Oh, no. They got your fingerprints. She got your fingerprints.
Was it with,
and your DNA.
Was it with magic tape? Scotch brand magic tape?
Yes. It was
nice,
Scotch.
Dude. Wow. Treat yourself.
I think it was, what's magic?
It's the one that double-sided. Peels off without leaving residue.
It is that, yes.
It's like the post-it
wow.
note.
Yeah.
So I did that, and I felt bad, but I was just really annoyed. I was like, and she's not here. She doesn't know. Some of these people don't know.
Did you
know
leave your number?
You creepy ass.
Why is
boomer.
That creepy?
Leaving notes, man? I hate that shit.
I know. I'm sorry. Anyway, so.
Also,
the next,
he is right that nobody would tell her.
And she's not going to know because she's not there.
She probably knows.
So is there like a covenant
a
or something
shit.
About that?
What's
like,
that?
She's not allowed to let her dog bark during those hours.
No, but
no,
I mean,
it's
like,
just annoying as hell, and I don't want to hear
yeah,
it anymore.
But she has a right
it's
to
a
let
shared
it do
space.
That.
No, she does not have a
like,
right.
If he were
this is society.
If you were to have, if you were to play Slam City Podcast
in the hallway
at the same
no.
volume,
yes,
as
insane.
This dog, he would get knock, it's knock, noise complaints.
Now, here's what happened.
So you said we're just a bunch of barking dogs?
What?
Rough Riders.
She had Rough Riders over?
I guess she
probably.
Did. Okay, so anyway, so the next day.
DMX is dead.
The next day,
rest
the dog is barking again.
Yeah.
Okay?
Obviously.
So I go down
there.
I go down to her door, and there is a note for me.
Oh!
Wow, the tables have
there's
turned.
A note for me.
Yeah.
Nice handwriting. That's why I think it's a girl.
Yeah.
So it said, sorry about the dog. He's a puppy. LOL.
Nice, man.
And I thought
so
that was that's nice. That's
it
a nice, sweet
nice.
Little
nice.
Letter.
It is nice.
I don't know.
And
that
like she
past
didn't
past
have to.
She didn't have to.
She didn't have to. And even, she took it well.
She took it well. And it made me feel bad. I
yeah,
was like,
man,
damn,
you
I'm a
feel
fucking
bad.
Boomer and I'm a piece of shit.
You didn't have all the context.
I knew it was a puppy. That
you
didn't make me feel any
shit.
Better. I knew it was a
puppy. It probably has a hat.
Yeah, what if this puppy was wearing a hat?
That's gonna help you. If I hear it again,
Christ.
I'm gonna just imagine a hat. I'm gonna go. I'm just gonna
a little yap.
I'm just gonna smile.
It's a puppy with a hat.
That's
what
a
kind
reference
of hat,
to another episode that we did recently.
The last one.
The last episode. Okay. Anyway, so
what kind of hat is this puppy wearing? Let's paint
oh,
this
it's
picture.
A fucking, no, I was thinking it was wearing like a Robin Hood hat.
That's like a cowboy hat.
Oh, like a little
yeah.
Point
like,
hat? You, burrito, yeah. What kind of hat is this?
Robin Hood hat.
Ooh.
What's the puppy
oh,
wearing?
Yeah.
A bowler.
I can see that. Because it's kind
now,
of
what did you see?
What did you see?
Like a baseball cap?
Newsy?
What did you see?
A trucker hat. Yeah. Basic bitch.
You're not letting him answer. What's the hat you're seeing?
Yeah, I just saw a regular hat.
What's a regular hat?
What's a regular hat?
Baseball? Like the hat that I wear. Like
Tony the Tiger hat.
Baseball
you know,
cap?
Cowboy hats are regular in some places.
That's right.
Only here.
Okay, so.
In the mountains.
I'm not done.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to write
nope.
her a note.
You want to call this segment no. Brian's Couch?
Nope.
No. So he goes, I'm going to write her a note back.
Yes. Let's see.
With
let's
the same
see
index card's fingerprints
the same
all
index.
Over it.
She, you know what? She had index card, too.
She's a girl.
Or she did on the back.
Maybe she's a college student.
Oh.
Anyways.
She did do the back.
Yeah.
Okay. Blank so space.
Nobody has.
She had the last index card.
Nobody
on the
has
block.
Index cards except you.
Yeah, except you.
Office Max is like, fuck yeah, we fucking sold them.
One sale for the year. $1.49.
They're like, call me.
I write something like, I'm sorry for being a grump or something.
No, man.
Why not?
Fucking
I said, I'm sorry for
here.
Being grumpy.
You should have put.
So you've never seen the owner.
Dogs are cute, LOL,
you've never seen
is what I put.
You should have put 666-519-9466.
I just thought that maybe that I was going to start some kind of like, you've got mail scenario.
Yeah, you
got
to shoot your shot.
Like it was something like, we're going to like,
right.
We're going to, this is going to keep
and you've
going
never
on.
Seen this person.
So I went back the next day. No letter, dude.
Really?
It
really?
Ended, that ended it, dude. I thought we were going to have a, this was a meet cute, dude. I'm
so,
Tom Hanks. She's Meg Ryan.
So your
Dave
version,
Chappelle.
Jesus Christ.
I actually saw
Dave
this
Chappelle.
TikTok. I actually
your
saw
version
this.
Of you've got mail is you ain't got shit.
Ain't got shit.
What do you mean?
You ain't got shit. Oh.
So when you
that's
log
true.
Into your AOL account,
yeah.
It's like, you ain't got shit.
And what makes it worse, dude, is now the dog still barks, dude.
Yeah.
I can't do shit, dude. I can't.
You can't
I
remind
can't go
her?
Back. She knows. I also put room 30.
No!
No!
Oh my god!
Well, look, fuck, man! What? I wanted to fess up. I want to say Brian.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, 3. Apartment 3213.
Nice! Nice!
So
safe.
So now she knows who I am.
Yeah.
So I gotta just hear the barking. I just gotta swallow the fucking barking, dude.
I will swallow my pride. I will choke on my right, but the lack thereof will leave me empty inside. I will swallow my doubt, turn it inside. I find nothing but faith in nothing. Wanna put my tender heart in a blender. Watch it fade down to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous, and I'm through with you. Rendezvous.
Remember when we were talking about karaoke triggers? That was maybe
that
one
was
of the worst
hot
ones yet.
Why? Was, why?
No, that was
why?
One of the
that
best
was
ones.
Good.
Objectively good.
I didn't say it was
objectively
bad.
Objectively better than Eve 6 themselves. Objectively. Come at me, Eve 6. Yeah. Come at me, Eve 6! We're fucking everybody this episode.
Bombing!
Fucking bombing! Fucking Eve 6! Let's go!
Brittany, you're cool.
Yeah, Brittany.
I mean, you're crazy as hell, but you're cool.
Yeah, find Brian at 3213.
Yeah. Apartment 3213. My name is Brian.
Okay, well, I mean, at least you put your name on it.
Anyway, so, J Mark, that was long, so you can cut that
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
all right, well, speaking of dogs.
Well, yeah, what was you?
I have a dog thing. I have dogs.
Yeah,
I
have, dogs. Have dogs.
And,
yeah,
like, I've been playing guitar more recently because I'm trying to write a ska album. And I think my dog's previous owner, it was like a ska guy. He was like a, but he's like an asshole. Like a scumbag.
Oh, cause
with a K? S-K-U-M?
He's a real scumbag.
Barely works.
Because every time I start the F-stroking, my dog will be all,
ooh. Well, maybe she's trying to join in.
No, but I can play every other type of anything. Nada. The moment I start F-stroking, he's like, yeah, maybe.
He's into it.
The previous owner was a scumbag.
Into the ska.
Yeah, why do you think it's a negative thing, though?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, he said scumbag.
Yeah.
That's S-K-A.
Yeah, I know.
He's making a trend.
What are you talking about?
Like S-K-A.
Yeah, I get it.
It doesn't sound negative.
M-B-A-G.
Yeah.
Scumbag.
I get it.
Maybe with
it. It's
dots.
A pun.
Should have lots.
It's a ska pun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Okay.
So that's all I had to talk about.
Okay, okay. Because
I just wanted to say scumbag.
Right, that's what I was going to say. So it,
I brought that up to say scumbag.
Right. Okay.
Not necessarily a bad thing, being a scumbag.
No.
So bringing it back to food.
Yeah.
You brought up boneless wings tasting
yeah.
like Flamin' Hot Cheetos. First off, Gemini Jackson.
First of all.
Why are you bringing up boneless wings?
I am not.
I thought that was taboo
I'm
here.
I'm saying boneless wings are not chicken wings.
Yeah, I agree.
But here we have fucking Applebee's. Pawning them off as wings. Not only that, they're taking these bastardized creations and rolling them around in Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
That doesn't sound bad, though.
Oh, so, Brian's a true? Dick.
I mean, I'll try anything, and I will fuck anyone.
Ladies.
So,
gentlemen.
You know, it's always true.
False for me.
Yeah.
I don't
Capital
like the Flamin' Hot Cheeto flavor.
I don't like
honest.
Boneless chicken wings, so I'm out.
Yeah, and
I've
Applebee's.
Been out.
It's double bad.
And
also,
I call it Applebee's.
Sentence.
Applebee's? Yeah. Applebee's?
Burrito.
Weren't they blaming millennials for closing down?
I don't like Flamin' Hot Cheetos,
wow.
so it's going
to
be a false.
Wow.
Yeah, number, Brian.
I mean, I'm not saying I would love it that much. I would just try it.
Love it or leave it.
The underdog's owned up.
You should just join the false side, to be honest.
Okay,
to
I'll
be
join.
Honest.
All right, false.
Yeah. Wow. That's how your loyalties go.
Yeah, but Baja Men?
Yeah.
I'm not flipping on you guys.
Yeah. He flipped on Brittany. He flipped on Flamin' Hot Applebee's. Flaming Hot Applebee's.
But Baja Man?
Yeah, he's coming for
you,
you,
dude.
What do you flip on sandwich making?
What do you mean? Oh.
Was
burritos.
That correct, Burrito?
Well, let's preface this by saying.
Oh, yeah. You were pissed,
yeah.
dude. You were pissed in the chat.
Yeah, you had some thoughts and feelings.
And prayers.
So what?
Frequent.
Everyone kind of
oh,
knows.
We go. Here we go, dude.
His proclivities.
All 14 people.
Yeah, everybody knows
all
that he likes.
Y'all.
One of all, he likes feet. Secondly.
He eats
he
ass. Freaks,
third,
he likes,
sandwiches. Feet, and fourth, eats a Quiznos.
I eat a Quiznos.
Top three.
A lot.
Yeah.
I eat a Quiznos a lot.
Almost as all much right. as eat feet.
And ass.
And feet.
Like maybe three times a week at
the
least.
The only reason he goes is because it's right. a foot long.
Sometimes.
I thought it was 10 inches.
Come on now.
Come on, dude.
He nah, it's, it's,
You're going to be a pedant?
I think it's 4, 8, and 12.
Okay.
He there for the feet long.
I thought they were 14 inches.
Give me them feet long subs. All right, tell us about your...
Yeah, okay.
Your proclivities.
That place that you feet crank.
So they show you the feet long.
I did it.
I like getting the turkey bacon guacamole, right?
Uh-huh.
They spit on that shit.
So they spread it on there?
I don't know if you guys know...
How to make...
The order of operations here at Quiznos. You got the one
side...
You
mean quiz yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, quiz yeses. They do all the sandwich making stuff.
The Slam City rule. The Chamber of Commerce demanded that if you operate business in Slam City, you can't use your real registered name that's in the United States. You have to use a pun version of your name.
Name another spot.
Big Lots.
Where's the pun?
No. I'm giving.
Small Lots.
It's too hard to. Okay, yeah. Small Lots.
Not Small Lots.
No, that's like a opposite. There's no pun on there.
Oh.
You got to play on the
big
idea
slots.
Of Big Lots.
But Quiz big Yes sluts. Is yeah. just kind of a replacement. It's not really a pun either.
Yes, it is a pun. I guess it is.
Okay. It's a play on Quiznos.
Okay.
I guess Small Lots.
So Small Lots.
Okay, I'm
not,
sorry.
Not
I'm
Small Lots.
Stupid ass example.
That's the first company I could think of.
What? When was the last time you went there?
I don't know.
When is the
have you ever been
anywhere?
I went to actually about... 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
it's
so
big
oh my this. God. Riddle me this.
Oh my, what they
I
got in
share
there.
I want an observation about Big Lots.
Yeah.
I've been
tell
in
us
a couple
about
times.
Overstock.com's physical presence.
It kind of is, but you always see like brands you've never seen anywhere else.
Yeah.
And tell me about like the canned food aisle.
Oh my God.
I didn't go down that one.
Who goes down the canned food?
Down
oh my
I
God. You're fucking
was there
insane.
Dented Campbell's cans?
Yeah, was there dented meat?
There was Dinty Moore.
Dented meat.
You know Dinty Moore.
Everybody knows Dinty Moore.
I don't know Dinty Moore.
Like just generic ass
more?
Fucking.
It's a brand of canned food.
Okay,
Dinty more like Dinty. Yes,
more like Dinty less.
Yes, yeah. Dinty less.
There we go. That's the Quiznos thing you were asking for.
So yeah, Big Lots.
We got to it. Okay,
but
burrito.
The quiz. Yes, you're spreading the
order of operations. What do you mean, order of operations?
Back to the sandwich making.
Show me your feet.
It's how they put the sandwich together, right?
Yeah. And are you gonna ask us how we would make?
You're saying employee, the standard, right? You're saying like the way they were trained.
Yeah, the way they were trying to put it together, and there's a certain way to do it, and
of course,
it
please
makes sense,
excuse my
right?
dear Aunt Sally.
Exactly, and this Sally here,
fucking Sally over here,
not excuse.
Somebody get the auntie,
long tall Sally.
It's my auntie.
Is trying to put this sandwich together.
Yeah,
and
is this the
just,
first time she's done this for
she's
you?
She's just struggling. No, she does it
every
all
time.
The fucking
every time.
Damn, you should ask
and
for
it's
someone else.
Only her. No, it's
you should
I
complain.
Can't.
Hey, Sally.
Take the survey on the back of the receipt.
Oh, my God. Ours going to fucking
knock.
But she's cute.
It doesn't.
Cute.
But here's the thing.
She's cute. Here's
it's your
the thing.
Boss, burrito.
Here's the thing. She's cute.
No, she's not.
Oh, well, then fire her.
And here's the thing. It doesn't impact the sandwich.
No,
at all.
It doesn't.
No
like,
way,
so
man.
It's still a fine sandwich. It's just I'm watching.
Same ingredients.
I'm watching her struggle.
Is she struggling or
this?
Or is she struggling?
Wait, she's
or
not
she
thriving?
Just,
hey, go over the score.
She's merely surviving?
I want to know why it's difficult.
She's not thriving.
Paint
she's
this
merely surviving.
What she's doing. Is she rubbing right. the sandwich on her cooch before she gives it to you?
Nobody said that.
So I want to ask you guys how you would put this sandwich together.
What
right?
is it? Turkey?
Meat so, on the bottom, condiments, and veggies on the
I
top.
I would spread the avocado on the bottom.
That's true. You so
I'll put it on both sides.
Yeah, you could do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Is this what she does? What's wrong with that?
Wrong she
with
puts that? It on top of the meat.
Yeah, that would be weird. If she's spreading things on the meat, then she's fucked.
It's not. No. Okay, so there's two different people that make your sandwich. Okay,
uh-huh. So there's like the
division
meat
of labor
side,
takes a village.
Because bread and meat,
yeah,
side.
It does take
so
a village to make a sandwich.
The toaster's in the middle, so
right.
Okay.
You put something
cheese, probably.
So you've got the bread. You cut it in half. You put
the
meat.
Mm-hmm.
You got
it's just
the turkey.
One piece, right?
What?
The bread's just one piece before they start this whole process, right?
It's two.
Yeah.
No, they're cutting it into
oh,
two.
Right,
but
right.
I'm saying, well, we're starting here. Is that one piece of bread?
This is a sticking point for Arthur.
Yeah, I'm gonna live until the day I die. This isn't a fucking sandwich.
Hey, before
it's one piece of bread.
Okay,
they cut it in half and they open it up.
Real quick,
right?
Can I just say that
and it's still connected? Right?
I know. We're like interrupting you every before you finish a sentence.
Until
let me do
that.
This is gonna be my
die.
Last one. Do you think it's interesting that when they're making you a sandwich,
they put Sally on your sandwich?
There's like a person and then a toaster and then a person, and that's kind of like a toaster sandwich where the humans are the bread.
Humans yes. are bread. Isn't it weird how humans are bred? Okay, now continue your story. Yes. Yes, it's really weird. Now back to like the grown-up talk.
Quasley, man.
Tell us about the sandwich.
I'll see you guys later.
They open up the bread. They put your turkey. They put your red onions. They put your bacon. They put the cheese, and they send it through. So, I mean, they also have some sauce, right? It's a dressing, ranch dressing, whatever.
Mayonnaise.
They send it through.
Mayonnaise with ranch spices.
No, it's just ranch dressing.
That's like their signature. Dude. Like what's the sandwich?
I mean, they also have mayonnaise if you want mayonnaise, but you know, if you just get it the way the turkey bacon guacamole is, then it's ranch dressing.
Oh, the specific sandwich. Okay.
Yeah.
So they print everything on one side of the bread,
and they close it up.
No, they don't close it up.
Meat on the right, cheese on the left.
Yeah, meat on. Yeah.
Are you
whatever.
Explaining
one,
the
one
correct
on
way to do, or the way she's doing it?
No, this is how everything's supposed to go so far.
Everything's
she's
still
not on that side.
She's on the wrong side of the toaster.
You should manage this place so you can tell her how to do it.
She's on the wrong side of the toaster, guys.
They put it on the toaster, it goes through, and now the only ingredients that are left, if you were getting it like it is the guacamole, the lettuce, and tomato. Now, I don't get lettuce and tomato on mine.
Just the guac, though?
Just guac.
Okay.
And she tries to smear that shit on top of the fucking...
I get guacamole, and I get spinach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh no!
That's
where it goes awry.
Right now,
yeah.
If you were faced with this sandwich,
yeah, I would try to spread it on the cheese.
I'll put the guac down and then stick the spinach.
Is
on
there
top.
A naked piece of bread?
Is that what you're getting?
That's
at?
Going through the toaster.
No. One side meat, one side cheese.
Yeah,
I would spread the guac.
You have to put the guacamole down
and then stick the spinach in it.
Right,
and then use it as a sticky substance to put the spinach on. Right,
so she's doing the opposite.
Wait, is she putting,
spinach
is she putting
first?
The guac on the spinach?
She grabs
spinach
the
down
spinach
first.
And
it's all loose and bounced
around.
Holy
shit.
Yeah, so far, that makes
spinach
sense.
Spinach leaves.
She's putting spinach on it.
And then tries to
smear
spread
it?
The guacamole on top of the spinach leaves.
What the fuck? That's like trying to wipe your ass with spinach leaves.
let me comment on this real quick. She's fucking with you, man.
No. It's not like
every
that.
Single time.
It's like shoving spinach leaves up your ass and then smearing shit on the spinach leaves that are already in your ass. Isn't that more
sure,
of a better
no,
analogy?
None of it. What are you getting at?
I'm just saying with
angry?
This when you start with the spinach and then you get the smear. You're saying, you know.
Right. I'm saying
I know
the
it doesn't
smear's
make sense.
There, but you're using the spinach to clean it up. Yeah, it's,
yeah.
I see where
it's
you're
little,
coming from.
Anyways, I was trying to make the analogy more accurate.
He just wanted
really
to put more lettuce or more spinach in the ass.
But
where are you getting the shit from?
Approved.
I don't know. It's someone else. It's your bro shit.
This is how she's doing it. And every time she does it, like...
She like grunts. Like,
I don't know. Like the spinach is just kind of going everywhere.
Yeah,
and
it's weird.
I'm just like...
Presumably it would.
What are you doing?
Let me ask you
and
this.
And she's seen other people do it.
Bro, she's a
right
sandwich
way.
Artisan. She does things her own way. She's creative.
Are you still giving a tip at the end, burrito?
No, I don't give
tip.
A tip. At,
you don't, it's
Quiznos?
Fucking counter service. If I've learned anything from burrito,
you're
I'm
right.
sorry, from Gemini, is that you don't tip for counter service.
You're right.
You don't tip for counter service.
Or sandwich shops.
Yeah.
They're getting paid a decent wage.
That's
right?
Not the end of it.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's more. But wait.
Yeah.
There's more.
That's the pretty annoying part.
And then she puts more
annoying.
Spinach on top.
Just interesting and crazy and wild.
Insane.
Then they're
Are you sure she's not special
it.
Needs?
Jesus, dude.
Then you're supposed to close it.
Yeah.
And then you cut it in half.
Sandwich autos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? It got a big long knife. It's, you know.
It's a bread knife.
It's tailor made to do
it's
this.
Serrated.
Oh, yeah,
it's serrated.
Oh, it's the, yeah.
Yeah, it's serrated. It's long, you know. It's
fat.
It's there to cut the sandwich
it's
in half.
It's minimum bread right? thickness. And she grabs a fucking plastic butter knife.
No. She, for some reason.
Oh, no.
Keeps telling me that she's not going to cut my sandwich in half.
Why?
Is that a threat?
Because if she does, then the guacamole is going to squirt out the sides.
She tells you this every single time?
Every single time.
This is a standard menu item, right?
She has before. She's cut up before.
But she didn't like that.
But at one point, like, I don't know, maybe like a month ago, she was like...
She took a stand.
Had this bright fucking idea that she was
maybe
like...
Maybe she got squirted with guac one time because she's pressed down on the sandwich. She's like,
look,
never
I don't know if she does it for
again.
Other people, but for me, she's just like,
no.
Oh, no, I'm not going to cut it because, you know, it squirts out a lot and, you know, it's just going to be a mess.
You know, as a Mexican, you know how guacamole goes out the side when you cut it with a bread knife.
Everyone else in that, everyone else, when they make that fucking sandwich, to cut it in half for me.
So you don't demand it? You don't say, look, hey,
is guacamole squirting out the side?
Why don't you give it a little college try, sweetheart?
Well, the first time she did it, put like a bunch of guacamole, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess. Like, yeah, it is going to squirt out.
Who cares, though?
Yeah, it's not your shirt.
Is she giving you a double dose, like double the normal amount or something?
No.
Is she dosing your guac?
I mean, maybe the first time, yeah. But now every time she hasn't cut it in half. So what I do when I get it back to my office.
Like a piece of shit.
I take a little, you know, just like a regular plastic knife.
Wow, that you get in like, you know, little.
Yeah.
Cuck, dude.
Like a piece of shit.
And I cut it in half. And get this.
Wait.
I have zero trouble doing it.
I know, man.
Hold on.
You're sounding like such a
zero
right now.
Fucking trouble doing it.
You cut your own sandwich like a piece of shit?
Cuck. Yeah, when there's an artist
what
for
the
that.
Fuck, yeah, are you cutting your own piece
what
of shit?
Oh
my god.
The premium.
Yeah, there
for.
Is a premium, yeah. Dude.
You should just like return it.
You should
the sandwich.
Make your sandwiches at home the right
no,
way.
No, you should just bring the sandwich back to Quiznos. Like, this
I feel
one's
like
broken.
Maybe she just can't do it. And
ask her to.
I don't wanna make her.
Is her mouth really small?
Well, I mean, if it's not worth it to you.
Yeah, if your pride and like dignity isn't worth it to you, it's fine.
You know what? You're the customer, and the customer's always
no,
right.
No, he's not. He's the cuckstomer.
Oh! He's the what?
Cuckstomer! Cutting your own fucking sandwich.
That's strange.
That
crazy,
is,
man.
I mean, that is strange.
Did you get a dollar off because she didn't cut it?
No.
I would take that. Would you guys take an uncut sandwich for a dollar off?
Yeah, for a dollar off, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, who are you talking to here?
And
really
I would
wet.
Take it with the guac and spinach all mixed up like dookie on my sandwich.
Well, guess what? Burrito pays full price for that sandwich.
Damn.
That is wild, dude. She is
an insane lady.
Needs, though.
Jesus.
That's what I believe. What
did you guys think of that joke where I said she's a sandwich autist instead of a sandwich artist?
I didn't hear it.
Okay. All right. J Mark, go ahead. Do your thing.
We caught it, but nobody cared, dude.
No, I know. I just wanted to bring up the bomb.
Bomb.com.
Just kidding, man. It's all right, but
it's not great.
That's ice cold.
It also doesn't really make a lot of sense because, you know,
we get
you
it.
Would think
she
of
kind
it,
of is.
Yeah, attention
she
to
would
detail.
Be very like systematic.
Yeah,
she would have
so
that sandwich
really
down
sense.
Every single time.
Yeah, no offense to the to our
Burrito, you need to take
fans.
A stand. That's what I think.
You need to take a sandwich,
you need
buddy.
To be like, look, can you put the guac
the
down
sandwich.
First?
Yeah.
Tell her how to do it. Be the boss.
Draw a line in the sandwich.
Yeah.
Take a sandwich, draw a line in the sandwich.
That's pure comedy, ladies and gentlemen. Safe
dude,
for work.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
SFW, that's what Slam City's cheer. All about.
That's a new mantra.
Yeah, that's our new 2020 goal, SFW episodes.
Yeah, no more no-no words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't say
and guess
come.
What? I'm not going to be racist anymore in 2022.
Look at this.
When were you?
Never.
That's a good point.
Yeah, he got them all out at home. It's cool.
I'm on track for like 2024.
So last episode we were talking about 2022
You're
goals.
Ahead of the curve?
And that was Brian's.
Yeah, to get rid of more.
More what, you man?
Inwards.
Ask. Inside joke. So,
oh, yeah.
Fast forward.
See episode, insert episode number here.
I think that concludes double X.
Quan Dimino.
Lutea's financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today, or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news.
I put the guac down before I put the spinach down before I got the
crap. You put the before you put the guac.
Sorry.
Would you really?
You put the spinach before you put the guac.
No, that's what I did.
No, he hit the sound effects, and so he put the spinach before the guac.
I like metaphors.
Metaphors are my favorite.
I like the smell of the internet. What does the internet smell like? Sweat and uncomfortable office chairs, according to this new cologne? High snobriety is selling a cologne that captures what the internet smells like, or rather, what people smell like when they browse it.
I don't think it smells like Badissi. What do you guys think it smells like?
I
What's
have
that?
No idea what the internet smells like, but if I had to guess.
What's that?
Badissi? Dick and pussy.
Yeah, man.
Butt, dick, and pussy.
Butt,
dick, and pussy.
Butt, dick,
pussy.
Pussy. Pussy.
Oh, hey, folks, we didn't even
that's off the cuff.
We didn't even rehearse that.
We got four part harmony.
Shit.
Burrito say pussy.
Okay. Well, I mean, so yeah, I think that's probably what
this is musty.
Like.
Maybe not as bad as a fart in a jar, but
what
still
does it smell
maybe unpleasant,
like, dude?
The internet?
I don't know if I'm just too
netizens.
Literal minded.
What do they smell like?
I just think it smells like
hamburgers.
Silicone, just like
computer smell.
It just smells like
electronics.
Fucking, yeah,
I see
like
that.
Fries.
Yeah,
it so smells like French fries.
Oh, fries.
Or fries
t-shirts.
Electronics.
Yeah,
it smells
like actual cologne.
It smells
like
cologne. Yeah. Like artisan cologne, like
so
Michael Jordan cologne.
You could just they
the
could
internet
just
smells like Michael Jordan cologne.
Jordache. No, that's something different.
That's different.
Okay.
It's what you make of it.
So I don't know. I don't have a good answer for this. Burrito, what do you think the internet smells like?
Come.
Olympic sized swimming pools.
Smells like Olympic swimming pools, ladies and gentlemen.
Figured out the internet, guys.
All right.
How about over tipping?
Oh, Georgia waitress gets $10,000 in tips after customer's Facebook post. A satisfied customer's social media post led to an Atlanta waitress receiving more than $10,000 in tips from strangers. I don't know why I brought this in.
Was this the one where they took pooled tips? Yeah, because she told the customer that they pool the tips.
Well, they were going to pool it just for her.
Did you read it?
Right. No, but like the restaurant's policy is the restaurant policy is to split the tips among servers, all servers.
Split it evenly?
It
wasn't the policy, but when they found out
she got a 10K tip, she's like, well.
The manager was
manager
like,
on duty
is
like,
we're
gonna
split this.
Policy's been updated.
Yeah.
So she told them and they're like, okay, well, meet us outside. And they gave her the tip outside.
Just the tip outside?
No, this was just, okay, this was not that story. This was just like, they were very busy. And then she was like, she was like a really good server. And then the server was saying that my mom's sick and complaining, blah, blah, blah. Anyways.
And she could tell that the customer was a cuck.
Well, and the customer was like, oh, I felt so bad. I gave her like a $30 tip and she posted about it and then people gave her money. Anyways, that's not the point. What I brought it in is because I have a conspiracy theory, dude.
Tell us your conspiracy theory,
okay,
Brian.
Have you ever, you know how they have those groups on? They used to have this group on Facebook called If You Can Afford to Go Eat, You Can Afford to Tip or something.
Uh-huh.
And there's like this big
conspiracy.
There's a big, and that's like a
treat your servers right.
Treat your servers right.
Bottle, man.
Tip. Do all this. It's like a really big. There's a lot of cultural pressure to tip. Okay?
Right.
Which I guess is a good thing.
No.
Is it
okay? But I think this is. I mean, restaurants.
Yes.
Love this shit, dude.
Of course they do.
These little minions are out here saying, "Hey, you pay my fucking employee,
right.
Not me."
No, they don't even have to say that. Their employees are saying, "You need to pay us more."
Who was
customer?
Yeah, customers.
Right.
So no one's pointing their finger at the fucking restaurant.
Right.
I mean, these
people. The problem
people
will not get solved until you point the finger at the restaurant.
But everyone's out there going like, I'm a good person. I tip and you should too. And
I'm
very
a good person. I'm a good person. I don't tip.
Thank you. See, you're doing the change that no one wants.
I'm being the change.
You know what? It's a little dirty sometimes, dude. Sometimes you got to get your hands dirty and save a little money.
If I have to be the face of no tipping so that everybody can experience better wages overall, so be it.
So be it. It's just crazy.
I'm trying to raise the tides together. There has to be a little bit of hurt.
It's perfect for the restaurants, though.
It's perfect. Big restaurant loves this.
Because if I don't tip, I would feel guilty.
Yes.
And the restaurants are like, yes.
Rubbing their grubby mitts together as if it were a glory hole. As if their customers' wallets were glory holes.
Yeah, so anyways,
stop tipping. Add big restaurant to the list.
Is that our new campaign, guys?
Stop tipping.
1 year we had a campaign about...
How did it go?
It was like the wings and bones.
Oh, yeah.
Skins
and bones.
Skulls and bones.
Yeah, skins and
it
bones.
It was a skins and bones campaign for chicken wings.
I was running for president under the premise
of the world that
boneless chicken wings are not chicken wings.
Then you've been on that beat for a long time. Then
he hasn't changed. That's why he believes.
That's why
it's
a core value.
Fuck you for tipping, dude.
But
it's shameful.
Evolved
Stop
into
tipping.
Thighs.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Speaking of thighs,
why are people tweeting that Nancy Reagan was the quote throat goat? Rumors about former First Lady Nancy Reagan having the best blowjob game in Hollywood's MGM backlot have resurfaced.
Tell us about it, Brian.
I don't know. I don't.
What's the backstory on this? I've never heard this in my life.
Allegedly.
I think she was just passed around Hollywood back in the day.
Yeah. Passed around Hollywood or just a good head queen?
Well, she's sucking dick around Hollywood.
I don't know what she was. Was she? You think she was trying to be an actress? I didn't look into this.
Probably. Yeah. She's trying to make it in the big town.
But I just think it's funny.
As a backlot lizard.
Just, I guess I didn't have anything prepared for this. I'm just like, but look at her, and then look at her with the little, with the old.
Do you have like her
a picture of her in her prime?
Oh, that's a good. I mean, look at this.
Within Brian's age range.
I mean,
the younger side.
She got the fucking warning labels on the CDs.
Oh yeah, fuck you, Nancy Reagan.
Nancy Throat Goat Reagan.
Nancy Reagan
Dick Sucking Reagan got explicit warnings on CDs.
Nancy Reagan Young.
Oh no. This is probably a trending topic.
Hold on a second, dude. No, okay. I see why. She was
regular.
She was making up for some
regular activities.
Insufficiencies?
What she lacked in personality, she made up in throat game.
Yeah, she looked old back when she was young.
She looked old in the 20s.
Bitch. Anyways, okay, so when she met Ronald, dude,
Ronnie.
I mean, how many dicks do you think
Ronald sucked?
Yeah, well, no.
Ronald Reagan
maybe
sucked a ton of fucking dick, dude.
A couple. He was just yeah.
Ronald
was
Reagan
like,
sucked dick.
Ladies.
And he said, he's like, God, help
all
me to forget
the
all these dicks. And he did, dude. He
all
blessed
the delicious
them with
dicks that I sucked in my lifetime. God, can you please take them from my mouth?
And he did, dude.
Can no, you please remove the dicks upon my mouth?
My mouth.
My mouth. We out here.
The bottle, man.
I think that, you think Ronald Reagan was like her, what, 57th dick? Or is that a low ball?
That's a low ball, dude.
Low balls.
Yeah,
I was going around 30.
I think her body bags in the triple digits at least.
And I was hearing people talk about this on another podcast.
Another what?
You fucking cheating on us?
I know. We were on a break. We were on a break. They were just saying that like maybe head wasn't that common back then.
That's why I'm saying like 30s a lot.
Maybe it's like a new thing.
Get the fuck out of here. You think we invented head in 1964?
Why are you bringing that bullshit here, man?
Yeah, that is negative energy, buddy. We've been eating dicks since the cavemen. Cavemen eating
dicks. And mouths were made, they were eating dicks.
As soon as God put a dick on a body, it was inside of a mouth that day. That day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if it weren't for our fucking stupid ribs, it would be in our mouths. And that we would never leave the house.
Free Maryland.
No, he can go.
Yeah, he can go. He's a weirdo.
Scumbag. You know, Slam Citizens.
What?
Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese paddleboard yoga instructor. Despite not being Japanese, a poor swimmer, and unable to touch his toes. Burrito, maybe this job isn't a good one for you, eh? Oh, well. Time to get namaste with these headlines. This is Burrito's Nippon News, the segment within a segment.
Wait, let me. I wasn't paying. Despite not being a Japanese. Oh, okay. So the
there's a three-parter. There's a Oxford comma.
The implication is that.
Oh, Jesus.
For this job, you need to be able to touch your toes?
Yoga instructor.
It's yoga instructor.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I thought it was a dirtier thing than it was. Anyways, go ahead.
Oh.
I just came in here at Slam City.
Touch your toes!
Touch your toes, bitch.
I've seen that one.
Cool.
Anyways, fucking cut everything I've ever said on this show, J-Mark.
We're running three tracks today, baby.
Yeah, at least I wouldn't have fucked up as bad as this yoga teacher.
Oh, no.
Yoga teacher and students meditating on paddle boards swept out into the ocean.
They fell asleep.
Then rescued by a canoer.
How shitty do you feel having to get rescued by a canoer? You in some dire straits.
Yeah. Y'all need some
help. There
was
a yoga instructor.
We're fine.
A 50-year-old yoga instructor.
True or false?
True or false?
Did you see
false?
A picture of this yoga instructor?
No, there's no picture.
Oh. But if you had to guess.
If you had to make one up in your mind.
True or false?
Is she true or false?
Who's saying it's a she?
False.
Oh.
All right. Continue.
Continue.
There was a 50-year-old yoga instructor and four
false.
Other female students.
Says Burrito. Okay. Let's get to those students real quick.
Yeah.
True or false?
True.
They were 60.
Hey, line them up.
Line them up. Obviously, they're lost to the seas.
If you had to guess, Burrito.
I'm not a good yoga person, so I'm
yeah, but
say
if they
false.
Can like do yoga on
no, but these are
paddle boards,
I feel like
shape.
These are casuals.
What?
Yeah,
regulars
like they're
as Gemini
pretty,
puts them.
They're dabblers.
Casual.
Okay.
They were out, you know, doing their meditating atop their paddle boards.
Sure.
And they were swept out 500 meters, about 0.3 miles out into sea. That's
fucking far, dude.
On a paddle board.
Holy shit.
So, it was a lady. Passerby in a canoe spotted the five stranded women and towed them back to shore.
What did he tell them? I told you not to get out here.
I told you.
I told you.
It's a bully. It's like Biff Tannen.
I done told you. No, when he got him back to shore, he's like, I done told you.
Oh, no. It took me way too long to understand what you were doing just then. Wow. Well, I don't know. I guess they learned a lesson, you know?
Yeah. Did these ladies learn a lesson, Burrito?
Did they even learn a lesson or did they not?
Do you think they
that
like
yoga on the ocean is a bad idea?
Did they quintuple team this dude for his generosity?
Yeah, I've seen this porn. It starts out where they're doing yoga on the fucking paddle boards.
They get swept out,
and then a guy in a canoe says, hey, you need some help? And they say, yeah, I need some help. And he goes, well,
I have a dick.
It won't suck itself.
You need a toe. I got a dick. You got a toe.
You know.
Put your toe in my ass.
I'll tell you back. You at the same time. Yeah, I'll take you back to shore.
Anyway, did you guys seen that one?
I'll take you back to shore, but it's going to cost you. It's a long title.
Yeah, it's coercion and it's a crime. But anyways, it was a cool porn.
They could have gotten left out there.
Yeah.
It shows its name with that foot podcast. What's it called again?
Call Her Daddy?
No. Frequently Asked Questions?
Oh, no.
You kind of got it. I gave him like a 99.
100%.
No. Frequently Asked Questions.
No, you guys sound like nerds. What?
You sound like nerds. Nerds?
Yeah.
Frequently Asked Questions.
We got it already.
Well, yeah, you don't stutter, but you will eventually.
You will. You will slip up, and by then, we'll fucking change the name of that wannabe, that
put
fake
that
imaginary.
Fucking trash.
I'm reading ahead, and this story pisses me right off. Yeah.
Talk about finding wallets, Brian.
Speaking of people making bad decisions, Japanese woman finds wallet with 1 million yen. Mm. Does the right thing, then something even better.
What does the right thing to according to who?
First off,
whose law? Your
what's
law?
The right thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lady found a wallet.
Is this a Spike Lee joint? Do the right thing?
On a train. And it's got 1 million yen in it, which is around $9,000. Because it was after hours, the lost and found at the station was closed. There wasn't an attendant there.
So she's trying to return it at this point.
She's tried everything.
She's not going
to
go
to return
it's
it.
Time to go home with $9,000.
Right. Was there an ID in it?
There was. There was a driver's license with a home address.
You send that stuff home so he doesn't have to go to the DMV, but you keep the money.
She calls the phone company to get the information.
They just give that shit out?
Like, I got this dude's wallet.
Is Japan. I don't know.
No, thank you, phone company. Go fuck yourself.
Now she has like a second full-time job trying to find this motherfucker. I mean, keep it.
He's obviously rich.
Thank you.
She calls the guy. You found my wallet. The owner says, blah, blah, blah. She goes to the guy.
Oh, no. It was a setup the whole time.
You can keep the wallet.
He was extremely grateful for her honesty and kindness.
Sure.
Yeah.
So he gave you a thank you reward. It was 300,000 yen.
Okay.
It was $2,700, right?
Yeah. I mean,
well,
it worked out for everybody. Except for the lady who could have had 9,000 instead.
Although, you know what? I hate to be like sentimental and crap, but like $3,000 plus,
you
feel good?
Yeah.
Now, but it's a risky 7, it's a risky 000. Thing to do because
it's gambling
because I don't want to just feel nice about it.
Who
I also
gives a shit about
money,
feeling nice,
but I would like to feel nice and also have money,
lots of it.
So
$9,000 of it.
Hey, let's
that's
play
not
out.
The end of it.
Let me
interrupt this one more time just so I could play a scenario before we get too deep in this. So Brian, let's say you kept the wallet, you went to the dark side, okay?
The dark
about the dark
and you
side.
Just decided to like keep the wallet. You've had it for about 2 weeks and you get a knock on your door.
Oh no.
And you answer the door and there's an index card taped to your door. And it says, "We know you have the wallet. Call us to return it." And they put a number there. 3213. And they're in the apartment the whole time. No, just kidding.
And then I would give it back. I'd say, hey, sorry about that. You
oh, there was no money when I found it.
I just forgot to return this.
Oh yeah, here it is.
There was no cash in there.
Or would you take the cash and lose the wallet eventually? Or as quickly as possible? Just testing you, Brian.
Toss that shit in the garbage.
No, they already know. I would be scared. I'd be scared to know. What do they know?
It could go off the grid quickly, or you could just leave it somewhere else.
Take that $9,000 and live out the rest of your life, buddy.
Yeah,
I'd give it back.
On the
point.
Land.
I would feel shame, and I would give it back.
All right, now back to our regular programming.
So something happened that was even better than doing the right thing.
They got married?
So she gets the money. And the guy says bye, and she says bye, you know. And
what?
He closes the door.
Why does that matter?
No, he's building it up, dude.
She pulls out a pen and a piece of paper, wrote, "Your appreciation is reward enough," and leaves the note and the reward money in
fuck
the mailbox.
You. Damn it! Suck my dick, bitch!
Oh my god!
Fuck you!
So this is literally $12,000.
I'm gonna find you.
Like,
I'm gonna find Baja Man. I'm gonna put you in
an Eve Six
fucking cage.
Eve Six on notice too.
Burn the fucking house down. Eve Six, fuck you. You have a fucking annoying Twitter handle. You're really woke now, and I hate it. Anyway,
it's not
what?
Wait, they have at Eve Six.
It's the Eve Six guy. He's on Twitter. He's just constantly.
Does
what's
he
his
go
handle?
As at Eve Six?
It's at Eve Six, and he's using it to talk about politics all the time. Okay, I'm gonna.
He's out here choking on the rinds, dude.
Homeboy choking on the rinds.
Is he putting tender hearts in blenders?
Eve Six, Baja Men, this lady, I'm burning your house down. I'm putting you in a house. I'm burning
later,
it down.
Later.
Later, bitches.
Cancel. More like Baja bitches.
Anyways.
Why did you bring that fucking story here, man? You
should have left it at home, man.
Damn.
He was already pissed just at the headline.
Yeah, dude.
Because I know Brian was going to hate it.
Oh, wow.
That is insane.
He hated it two times.
It doesn't even make sense.
He hated it two times. Two times.
You were already a good person, dude. Now you're a good person with $3,000. Go home.
You're up.
Go home.
Scot free.
But what if culture dictates that the best thing to do is give
time
the
to
money
move.
Change the culture,
or not
baby.
Take it?
Yeah, don't
time to change the culture.
Don't tip and take your cash. Grab your bag and don't tip.
Grab your bag and keep it. You should at least take enough money for coffee, right?
Yeah,
yeah. All $3,000 that you got scot free.
That's a lot of coffee,
right, Burrito?
I think you should, and especially if you live in this one particular area of Japan. I got some science for our last story.
Oh, good, fucking science.
Kansai area people are more genetically predisposed to liking coffee than elsewhere in Japan. They found a gene.
Prove it.
That
Eugene Levy. Yeah.
Why does this matter?
I thought it was interesting.
Where the fuck is Kansai? Why do I give a shit?
Dude, you can ask that about any
every
story.
Single time.
Every story.
Every story is like, why the fuck do I give a shit
about
this
about?
Shit?
Hey, maybe you can sell it to me. Why I just need to bring it up.
Sell him on this shit.
Sell it! So much yelling on this one. Fuck you, Baja Man.
Eve Six,
eat my dick.
Kansai people. I don't know. We don't know that yet.
I don't know. Wait.
The people of Kansai.
No, we don't know that yet.
Okay.
So it's Kansai, it was just
like
that lady.
Hey,
a prefecture.
Guess what?
Brito,
like, what is this?
Brito, this better be fucking good.
Yeah.
Or I will yell at
it.
The Kansai people.
The whole people of Kansai are tacitly
on, the list,
on notice.
They're on notice.
Depending on the how Brito pulls us out of the bag.
We're talking about coffee, so that's a plus. It's a good conversation topic.
So there's a gene, the ALDH2.
We don't care. We don't need to know what it's called. There's just a gene. All right, we got it.
It controls the enzymes used in.
Listen, we don't give a fuck about the name of
why
the stupid gene. Delete that from your memory. J-Mark, make me forget. J-Mark hit me with that Will Smith shit. Yeah,
call the man in black.
Call the man in black. I don't want to know ALDH.
What the fuck is that shit?
Yeah.
ALDH!
You're on notice.
You're on notice. I'm burning you down. Fuck you. All right, so this gene.
Yeah.
That is
to be unnamed.
Look, you're using the word like here, okay? That is, there's like levels of degrees to like.
We're on fucking science here. We need to know what not like means.
How is this scientific?
It controls the enzymes used in alcohol metabolism.
Oh, fucking enzymes now.
Heard of it.
ALDH.
This is the gene that controls whether or not you've got that redness that appears in your face.
Mm-hmm.
But like the Asian flush, you know.
You take niacin to get rid of it?
No, niacin makes
it
worse.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, you're right.
Give you ants into your skins.
But we might be wrong.
No, we're not.
It's related to a number of other traits from alcohol dependence to quality of sleep and other dietary preferences.
Load size?
Coffee. Yeah, is it related to load size? ALDH is responsible. Well, now we need to know the name of this gene.
ALDH.
We need some CRISPR around my ALDH
genotype,
area.
Oh, the
one of the genotypes.
Yeah.
It has a relation to the amount of coffee someone likes to consume on a daily basis. So
wow.
You know, there's been a correlation, and apparently this gene also, you know, it's correlated with how much coffee you drink. So
Art wants to stop talking about the coffee stuff. Let's talk about dick sizes.
We were talking about the load size here.
Load size. No, LDH, yeah.
How does drinking that much coffee and liking it affect the load size?
My shit smell like coffee.
I got a theory.
Yeah.
You know what?
Drinking that much coffee will dehydrate you, so your load will be less, like it'll have less liquid in it. It'll be drier.
Granular.
It'll just be thicker.
Thicker,
it'll
be
meatier.
Fucking geniuses.
Viscosity would change.
Listen to these guys every day.
So, guess what? The Kansai people, they have really viscous loads.
So if you're into
that, what you prefer though, Brian?
Like, I like it's less messy.
How do you like your loads?
Yeah. Less fuss and muss,
dude. Stick as much.
So guess what, Kansai? You're off notice. You got good loads.
But let's talk about liking coffee. Like a lot of people can like coffee, right? Are there people that just like absolutely hate it? And they talk about that part in here.
No. It's correlated with how much coffee
consumption.
You drink. So the liking coffee is implied.
Yeah, it's more.
What
like,
if you just need it? It's you're addicted.
Yeah, maybe it's maybe they need more to get the effect.
Yeah, to feel anything in life.
That wouldn't be liking.
It'd be needing it, and that's a responsibility.
I don't disagree.
Hell yeah,
maybe
dude.
They need
Dr.
to
Smart Man.
Figure out
and when you need something,
their the variables.
Yeah, the independent variables and the dependent variables.
Those are words.
Carry the two!
They got populations, they got sample size, they got standard deviations. Hey, man, I get it, Dr. Smartman. We're both Dr. Smartman.
See, he went to the glossary of his statistics school book.
Yeah.
I just started reading the index.
Picking the biggest words he could find to pronounce.
Standard-ass deviations.
Standard deviation, the bell curve.
It's about seven
orders.
You guys
read the bell curve?
What about the orders of magnitude?
You guys know about the bell curve. It's a book written by Charles Murray. It talks about racial differences. It's very controversial.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
Anyways, go on.
That was the news.
Charles Murray, bell curve. People hate this book, dude.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Boobaget serves you
everything
in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, cause the crazy one has
everything!
No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your muncher and cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have
everything!
So next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
I'm Booba Gets, and I get it, so get it.
What have lunch?
Did you what I had for lunch to the Baja Men?
What's up?
Were you what I had for lunch to the Baja Men?
Well, I just started singing the Baja Men. I can't do it.
That's very close. I'll go first. Boom Chi. I had it twice this week.
Hot dog? Oh, corn dogs?
Yes. Who let the corn dogs out?
You're just back to back in corn dogs, dog?
Yeah, twice.
He's living your life.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking, we were talking about how Brian would get that State Farm like 32 pack and eat it two a day. State Fair?
Yeah. State Fair. State Farm.
Yeah, it's corn dogs with insurance.
Yeah. It's Jake's corn dog.
Oh, no.
Hey, Jake, thanks for your damn corn dog.
Day, twice a day. Maybe three times a day, depending on how
I like that
feels.
You left the gristle on it. Yeah.
So, yes, same thing. 2 days in
a
row.
Wow, dude. Will you put the mustard on it like normal?
Yeah, man.
Like last week?
Same way I do it every time.
Wow. Hey, Boom Chi. I have it. Okay. Okay. Wow. What do I say? Boom Chi, ethnic soup.
Jesus. It's Cajun.
Yeah. When I say
Jazzy
ethnic, I mean
jambalaya.
Cajun.
Jazzy jambalaya?
Here's the thing, dude. You're guessing that as a bit because you know I always get gumbo.
Yeah.
But this time,
I got the jazzy jambalaya.
Jazzy jamba! Yeah! I got
jazzy
the jazzy jambalaya!
Because every time I look in the store, it's not there. But then I look every time. It's never there.
And then he saw it.
I got it. I ate it. I've had it before. But anyways, it's good. And I'm gonna keep eating because I bought five of them.
He went overboard on the jazzy jamba.
Yeah, a little crazy.
It's almost like.
But you're never gonna survive.
Pussy from a non-fat chick.
What?
It's
what?
Almost huh? like pussy from a non-fat chick.
I'm looking
chick.
For it all the time, but it's never there. But sometimes it is there, and you got to enjoy
and
it.
And then you overdose on it.
And you just, yeah, I see what you're saying.
And it smells like your jazzy jambalaya.
Burrito, Boom Chi.
Boom Chi, uncut.
Oh, my God. You ate penises?
Wait, you ate cock?
Uncircumcised
uncut.
Penises?
Uncut.
uncock.
Did you just have a roll of pepperoni?
Was it a cock meat sandwich?
A salam? Did you eat some salam?
Green.
Uncut.
You had the Hulk's uncut penis?
Uncut.
You just ate green beans?
Green?
Oh, wait, boom tea. Hold on, 8 inches.
Oh, wow. Oh, you had the turkey bacon guac.
Wait, what are you... Are you just doing the one you did last week?
He ate at home. I had ramen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was his problem was last week.
This week,
yes.
He had quiz yes.
Quiz yes.
Yes, quiz yes, turkey.
Yeah, I talked about it earlier.
Last week.
Oh, was it this week? Was it earlier? Or
it doesn't even matter.
No, I talked about it at DXQ.
That's right.
Right before the news.
I had my uncut fucking...
Oh,
right. Wow. That you paid for.
I thought it had foreskin. Yeah. Sorry, man.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. We assumed it had foreskin.
Yeah, we thought you were talking about cocks.
Now we're all disappointed.
Now we're on the same page and disappointed.
I'm sorry.
All right, okay. Boom.
I want to say quiz. I don't know.
Wow.
Okay.
Quiz boom chi, fast food.
Quiz maybe. Fast food.
Mickey D's?
No.
Wait, is it gas station?
Yes.
You son of a bitch, dude.
But what did I
have? You're like tricking us into saying it's actually, I'm on your side anyways.
Yeah.
But anyways, you're tricking us into saying that it's fast food.
Was it a barbecue sandwich?
It was not.
Was it, was it like
it's basic.
A croissant sandwich?
No, it's basic.
Taquitos. Was it a roll?
Grilled cheese?
It was on the roller.
Taquitos?
No.
Hot dog?
Hot dogs.
Really? Just a normal hot dog? Just a brat?
Just the big bites.
The brats are different.
Oh, you went to this? You got the quarter pound big bite?
Yeah, buddy. For $3.
Use the machine?
I did.
The chili machine? Chili.
You didn't use the cheese, though.
I used them both.
Oh, fuck,
man.
Yeah.
You're going to have the worst shit.
Baby.
Hell yeah.
And I threw some onions on there. That's baby.
Any relish?
If you want to get some Jackson jar of farts, go to slamsunnyradio.com.
This week's farts are chili dogs.
This shit lingers.
Fun fact about Gemini's jars of farts is they have little bits of diarrhea in them.
little paintbrush strokes just of like love and care with every batch.
We like to put the label fermented in dingleberries.
Yeah. It's the certificate of authenticity.
You're doing a mid-word pun.
Yeah, I was trying to, but I stumbled on it. But yes.
No.
He'll try again later.
Certificate of Austin Shitsity.
Frequently asked questions.
There it is.
Is that it?
Frequently.
See, you're
sorry.
Yeah, you're right. Man.
Yes, we got to change the name of the title of the imaginary podcast.
I didn't even ask for any. Fucked it up.
That was what we had for lunch.
What we have for lunch?
Last night, I woke in a sweat. The cravings rising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Chicken Parm's country bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries a-pumping and those veins a-popping. Thick Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to papi, cerda gorda.
Papi.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at SlamCityRadio.com. Get in touch through our contact form at SlamCityRadio. We'll send you a sticker. Then ask you, we'll stick it. Subscribe to Spotify, iTunes, Google Play.
All day, every day!
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you
stick up your ass.
I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Stick up your ass.
Mayhaps you stick it up your ass.
Mary, stick it up your ass.
Mary! Do you remember the last time you stuck it up your ass?
You know, it's been a while.
Hot minute.
When I wipe my butt, I'm kind of sticking
You put your finger inside your ass?
Yeah, I do. I like to get real up.
I like.
I mean,
clean.
Too much. Just dig.
Hit them up.
I like to dig it.
Dig.com too. Jeez.
Like a hot dog in the hallway.
Like a hot dog in the hallway, dude.
I'll see you guys later.